Article title, Should Geniuses IQ 150 Plus Even Raise Children? Considering that a regression to the statistical mean most probably would happen, they are content. Chris Langan has an IQ of 190. He outperforms Albert Einstein. You would ask what contributions he brought to society. He developed an idea called the cognitive theoretic model of the universe. He says it explains the connection between mind and reality, therefore the presence of cognition and universe in the same phrase. That's cool, I guess. Here are some of his other contributions to society. Start of list. List item. Suggesting that the US would do better to admit African gorillas as refugees than African people. List item. Claiming that George Bush staged 9/11 to distract the public from learning about his theory of the universe. List item. Participates in neo-Nazi internet forums. List item. Thinks that Jordan Peterson is afraid of debating him because he's far superior. List item. Protests against the academic establishment for not accepting his papers about his theory of everything. End of list. My opinion is that people should forget about the term IQ. It says literally nothing about one's capability to contribute to society. Oh, did I mention he was just a bouncer? There's another quotient that we should use instead. The emotional quotient. Heck, sure, you can have a 200 IQ, but if your emotional quotient is minus 200, you're just a walking piece of meat on two legs. People with half his IQ have contributed 100x more to society than him. Source. Link to. #F1. Link text. 1. Link end. Footnotes. Link to. https://forward.com/news/breaking-news/421234/Christopher-Langan-alt-right/. Link text. 1. The man with the world's highest IQ, Christopher Langan, is gaining a following on the far right. Link end.